Mr. President, regarding the implementation of labor commitments under the VFTA and the accession to and the implementation of ratified IR conventions and the accession to the Convention Number 87, I'd like to share my thought as follows. With the accession of the Convention Number 98 and 105, Vietnam has acceded to 9 out of 10 fundamental ILO conventions. The amended 2019 Labor Code is considered by the ILO and international organizations as very progressive, approaching international labor standards, especially fundamental ILO conventions, with multiple provisions to ensure labor rights. For instance, they can unilaterally seize the contract through prior notice without setting the cause, and specific provisions for gender equality or specific category of workers such as the female workers, disabled people, youth and elderly. And we have incorporated many items of Convention Number 87 and 98 in Chapter 5, in Article 5 of on dialogue at workplace, collective bargaining, and Article 8 on and Article 13 on representative organizations of laborers at the grassroots level. Regarding Convention Number 87, we have conducted specific measures such as researching the items of Convention Number 87 and its compatibility with the Vietnamese law. The research and proposal for accession needs to be conducted in a meticulous, systemic, and professional manner, requiring extensive time for discussions and collecting feedbacks from relevant ministries, agencies, and localities. While Vietnam has not acceded to Convention Number 87, we have incorporated items in the 2019 Labor Code. For instance, the issue of workers' representative organizations not belonging to the Vietnam General Confederation of Labor and their activities in representing and protecting the rights of workers in labor relations. This is an important prerequisite for competent authorities to consider the decision to accede to the convention. Thank you very much.